20 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets here on this Friday. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
A bit of a mixed day yesterday, Bill. What are we seeing so far here today?
Well, kind of the same thing today. We've kind of been back and forth here, especially on the beans here overnight and this morning early. Right now, we've got the oak corn, March corn is 366.5, down one. The December is at 394, down 0.5 cent. Beans are at 1032.5 in the March futures. That's down 4.5. And the November futures are at 1014, down 4.5. And that's been positive here just within the last 20 minutes at one point. Wheat is at currently is on the March is at 434.5, unchanged. July is at 460.25, down 0.5 cent. It's kind of rallying back here at the current time. We've got livestock up 40 to 50 cents on the live cattle, and the lean hogs are steady to down 20 here right now on the hog side of things. In the weekly side of it, we've got corn up about 4 or 4.5 cents for the week at the current time. The soybeans are down 12 cents for the week, and the wheat are up 11 cents. And I think that's kind of an important fact here on the wheat, as we'll see as we move forward here a little bit. Talk of Brazil, soybean supply and the Argentina weather being fairly good. I think that's kind of the major factors that we're looking at here today. There is some, Europe's going to reduce the duty-free import quota on Ukrainian corn coming in. China's factory activity or manufacturing activity is up for the seventh month in a row, but it's a little bit slower pace. Stats Canada had their numbers out this morning, and the stocks in Canada were a little bit higher than expected for the most part. So I think wheat's trying to pull us, trying to pull itself out of the doldrums here. I think it's been something that's really going to be needed if we're going to get the corn and soybeans to follow through.
All right, Bill, well, we thank you for that update.
Yep. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, have a great weekend. That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Quick look at current conditions. We're at 21 degrees with mostly cloudy skies right now in Urbana. The relative humidity at 66%, barometric pressure 30.51 inches and steady. And in the lower 20s through most of the listing area at this hour, right at 20 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Clinton, 23 degrees and partly cloudy in Tuscola, and mostly cloudy right now in 23 in Monticello. Decrease in clouds as the day goes on. Look for a high of 28 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. We'll drop down to a low of 13 degrees. Partly sunny, a bit warmer for the day tomorrow, and a high of 34 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 21 degrees at 9 o'clock.